From the heart of Michigan, right in the center of forgotten America, of course, the greatest state in the union. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber, and here are three big things you need to know for hour number three. Number three is Joe Biden and his campaign swooning. Is the campaign of old Joe in a swan dive? Fundraising slowing down to a crawl. The campaign cash-starved, and many observers think the life running out of his third run for president. Number two, in Michigan, the PFAS water contamination is a crisis in many communities, but it's not nearly as bad as it could have been in others. In fact, the testing results being conducted statewide are giving some reason for hope for many. And number one, Senator Lindsey Graham says he has had a sneak peek into the future. And for those tangled up in the Russia investigation, it isn't good. I'm talking about the president. I'm not talking about the president, I should say, but I'm talking about everybody else involved in that investigation. And Lindsey Graham says it's time for the truth to be known. It's time for people to know exactly what was said. And he said this yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures. He said the IG report is coming and it will be ugly and damning. Makes you think that Lindsey Graham's getting a sneak preview of what's happening. A sneak preview of what's ahead. And if he has, will it be enough to get the Democrats' attention? If it comes out, the many things that we believe about inappropriate behavior at the FBI, inappropriate behavior by John Brennan and James Comey and Jim Clapper. If we hear this, will it be enough to convince Democrats that it was, in fact, a witch hunt? I want you to hear what Lindsey Graham had to say about this over the weekend. He was on with Maria Bartiromo, a Sunday Morning Futures. He pulled no punches at all. No punches at all. Bite number five. Go.
I'm going to meet with the Attorney General next week. I want to declassify as much as possible. I want the American public to hear the story. I want all this information to come out. I don't want people to believe what I say about it. I want them to read for themselves how bad it was. The warrant application to the FISA court, I think, was quite frankly a fraud on the court. I want all the communications out where they were on notice that Christopher Steele hated Trump, that he was an unreliable informant. I want the information out that the dossier prepared by Steele coming from Russia is unverified to this day. I want the transcripts surrounding interviews with Papadopoulos to be released, where it was pretty clear he was not working with the Russians. I want it all out. I want people to see how off the rails this investigation got.
How off the rails it got? Lindsey Graham is, 64 years old. Make no mistake, he has been positioning himself. You know, I used to think, in fact, I said it on this program many, many times, Lindsey Graham was a weasel and spineless and a guy that got run over a lot and was not conservative particularly. But today, fast forward, and here you are looking at a guy who is willing to call out Democrats. Man, you want power. God, I hope you never get it. That during the Kavanaugh hearings was impressive. And his comments now, talking about the investigations of Michael Horowitz, John Durham, Bill Barr, and everyone else. Because he wants us to know what happened. I want to know what happened. You should as well. If this was all politically motivated in the weaponizing of the intelligence communities to attack one political candidate over another, we need to know that. And we need to hold people accountable for that. And this is why elections matter. Because the judges that are elected, selected by those that are elected, make all the difference in the world when it comes to cases like this. Will the case be heard? Will the case be thrown out? Will the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals block something for political reasons, not for moral and ethical reasons? And speaking of the courts, all of this conversation now of healing the court. You may recall here last week, a group of Democrats basically threatened the Supreme Court. Talk about unprecedented. Basically threatened the Supreme Court and said, you need to heal yourself or we'll have to get involved. And when the Democrats say they'll get involved, all they're talking about is packing the court. And when they talk about packing the court and extra justices, all they're trying to do is make the court more liberal and to their liking, which bastardizes the entire thing. I want you to hear this also on the same program yesterday. Here he is. And of course, the crux of the conversation is gun control. If the Supreme Court doesn't weigh in on gun control properly and to the liking of these liberals, they'll do something. They'll do something. Senator Graham, bite number six. Go.
This has been a dream of the left for decades, is to increase the number of judges on the court, pack them with liberal judges so they can do, the court can do through the legal system what they can't do through the ballot box. The dream of every leftist is to have a liberal court enacting laws from the bench. The dream of every conservative is to have judges who will interpret the law, not make the law. So when you hear expanding the court, that's code for liberals packing the court. Over my dead body, it's not going to happen. When they want to do away with Electoral College, that's telling every rural American to go to hell. That would mean that Los Angeles and New York would decide who's the president. The Electoral College allows rural America to have a say about picking the president.
Rural America has a say about picking the president. And that's exactly right. You run over the courts. You put in activist judges that can legislate from the bench. You pack the Supreme Court so that every wild-eyed notion you get from the left to control people's lives and put them under the boot, they rule in your favor. And then, of course, getting rid of the Electoral College. This notion that somehow the world would be a better place based on a popular vote is nonsense. If you add New York City, Los Angeles, Oakland, Houston, San Francisco, whatever, and Chicago, you take half a dozen of the biggest cities in America, and those cities have more voting power than just about every single state. Why would you ever visit New Hampshire or Iowa or Michigan, anywhere outside of Southeast Michigan? You would have no reason to do any of that if you blew out the Electoral College. Those handful of cities would have more voting power than just about every other state. You think about that. And if you want the president elected by California solely, that's the direction to go. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Straight ahead on the program, we're going to have the Assistant Superintendent for Instructional Services at Midland High Schools. Oregon just approved a new bill that would allow students to take mental health days. Mental health days, just as they would sick days. Great. Great, great, great. We'll talk about that straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show. Approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of five infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Marines.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.